Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Been a big week at Mar-a-Lago, FBI raiding the former President Trump's home, and also the Washington Post this week reporting that they were looking for documents relating to nuclear information. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is John Rash with the Rash Report. He is with the Star Tribune's editorial board. Good morning, John. What are your thoughts on what's been happening this week and the information coming out?
That even by today's news narrative, it's quite an extraordinary news cycle regarding the search by the FBI and the infuriated reaction, and now this Washington Post report, which has changed some of that reaction, or at least led some of those individuals who were caustically critical of the FBI and the Justice Department to at minimum pause and perhaps do what they should have done from the very beginning, which is to wait till they knew what it was all about. And indeed, this is something I'm going to write about tomorrow in my column, in that, you know, you have this extraordinary event taking place, and on the same day you had the sad passing of America's eminent historian David McCullough, who showed what it really takes to look at an issue in the long view, put it into context, and look at the relative importance and the things that may have seemed, you know, more important at the start, but maybe less consequential. And, you know, I think that in today's social media environment, it's the antithesis of having a wise, cautious look at an issue like this. And instead, we had many elected officials and many members of the media jump to immediate conclusions, which may not turn out to be right.
It'll be interesting to see what develops, what comes out today and through the weekend into next week about this. Today, the House is expected to vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. We spoke with Brad Finstad, who was just sworn in to fill out the term of the late Jim Hagedorn. He also will be on the ballot in the general election. He and some other Republicans call this a garbage bill. I know the editorial board had an opinion on this.
That it's not only not a garbage bill, but it's an essential one regarding the existential challenge of climate change more than anything. And not only is this a really significant investment in trying to address this problem, which was highlighted just today in today's newspaper and certainly on WCCO radio and other news outlets, in terms of the Arctic region, which may be warming up to 7 times faster than they originally anticipated. If anything, the impacts from climate change that were estimated a few years back may have been cautious relative to what's happening here. So, you know, this is something that should call for bipartisan action to try to address it. Instead, it was passed with solely by Democrats and will be signed by President Biden when it reaches his desk after the U.S. House moves forward. So, you know, while I think there's a good, healthy debate out there about the direction the federal government should go, I think that kind of an investment into climate change, let alone the health care provisions and others, make it a worthwhile investment and certainly anything far from a garbage bill.
It is 8:24, coming up on 8:25. We're talking with John Rash with the Rash Report. And continuing on that, the prescription drug prices, what are your thoughts on its effect on that?
Well, I think that part of the provision in the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, needs to move forward and move through the system. There are some that worry about its effect in terms of innovation, but certainly the purchasing power of the federal government, as just one example, is something that many people, often on both sides of the aisle, have pushed for the government to take advantage of and to try to lower the cost for the American taxpayer and ultimately for the American consumer. And, you know, this pipeline of extraordinary pharmaceuticals, you know, that have really helped revolutionize so much in healthcare is a wonderful thing, but we've got to be able to keep the costs under control as well. So certainly, you know, there's a lot of promise in being able to marshal the resources of the U.S. government to be able to keep a cap on some of those costs.
Okay, switching gears a bit, you are also a pop culture and media expert. Anne Heche, actress, her family members were hearing that she's in grave condition and is expected to lose her life to this accident that she was in. And reports are that she was under the influence of narcotics. A lot of Hollywood reacting to this.
Indeed, a lot of Hollywood reacting. Of course, a lot of sadness, as appropriately there should be, on so many levels of this. And, you know, we certainly keep her and her family and her friends in our deep thoughts today. But it's really a shame. It's extraordinary, you know, the fact that so much of this has become, the media has become part of the story in terms of capturing a portion, you know, of her, you know, speeding through the neighborhoods and, you know, what ultimately may end her life. But she was quite a controversial figure throughout her career. And, you know, not the first time that she ended up in the news for unfortunate reasons, but a really sad and tragic aspect of our news narrative today. And, you know, we don't want to be ahead of ourselves, but the family has indicated, you know, that the time is not long. And much to her credit, it appears that, you know, what they are able to do is be able to salvage some of her organs, which is a very wonderful thing that her and her family are you know, have arranged to do in advance.
Certainly, organ donation is super important. John Rash, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
You too, Anita. Thank you.
You bet. John Rash with the Star Tribune and the Rash Report. News headlines from our award-winning team next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.